Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added nearly 2,900 new coronavirus cases today to bring the statewide total to more than 741,000 infected Floridians. With 66 new virus fatalities, Florida is approaching 15,600 deaths. The Tampa Bay Times is reporting that there have been more than 1,000 positive coronavirus cases in Tampa Bay area schools this fall, and that cases are on the rise. Plant High School and Newsom High School have the highest numbers of positive coronavirus cases. Some Florida doctors say they're concerned about large outdoor political rallies where people are not wearing masks and standing close to each other. At these events, people are usually shouting, and that contributes to the spread of the coronavirus through droplets in the air. Carolyn McClanahan is a physician in Jacksonville. She tells her patients to think of people emitting the virus like smoking.
Even if you're in an outdoor space and you pack a bunch of people in and they're all smoking, it's just more in the air, more that you're breathing in. So these sort of events need to stop.
Both Joe Biden and President Trump are campaigning in Florida this week. Doctors urge people to keep wearing masks, not touch their faces, and avoid large crowds. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is presenting herself as a judge with deeply held personal and religious beliefs, but one who vows to keep an open mind on cases coming to the court. She's on Capitol Hill for a final round of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Republicans champion her conservative approach to the law, and doubtful Democrats are running out of time to stop her quick confirmation. Senator Lindsey Graham says she's making history as an unashamedly pro-life conservative. Democrats are trying to unpack her views on abortion, health care, and president's power. President Trump's nominee is on track for quick confirmation before Election Day. Today, Barrett stumbled when she was asked a softball question about the First Amendment by Republican Senator Ben Sasse.
What are the five freedoms of the First Amendment?
Speech, religion, press, assembly. Speech, press, religion, assembly. I don't know. What am I missing?
Redress or protest.
Okay.
That's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett today trying to answer a question from Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. In lieu of a formal debate, President Trump has agreed to answer voters' questions during an outdoors NBC News town hall tomorrow in Miami. NBC News says it has a statement from the National Institutes of Health clinical director indicating he and Dr. Anthony Fauci have reviewed Trump's medical data and have concluded the president is not shedding infectious virus. Trump tested positive for the coronavirus this month and was hospitalized for 3 days. A formal matchup between Trump and Democrat Joe Biden that was scheduled for tomorrow was canceled. Trump declined to participate in a virtual event. Biden is doing an ABC News town hall tomorrow in Philadelphia. People have criticized NBC News for scheduling Trump at the same time. A NASA astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts arrived at the International Space Station after blasting off from Kazakhstan today. Here's more from Brendan Byrne.
The crew of three, including NASA's Kate Rubins, launched on a Russian Soyuz capsule. It's Rubins' second stay on the space station. On a previous mission in 2016, she became the first person to sequence DNA in space. The launch marked the last scheduled Russian flight carrying a U.S. astronaut. NASA is now working with commercial companies SpaceX and Boeing to ferry astronauts to the station, launching from the U.S. SpaceX is set to launch another crew of four next month from Kennedy Space Center. There are now six crew members, two Americans and four Russians, currently occupying the station. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
The ACLU of the District of Columbia tweeted today that it has filed a formal complaint challenging the National Guard's use of helicopter military tactics against American civilians on June 1st. The ACLU says the U.S. government should protect our right to dissent, not use intimidation to block it. Here's the weather tonight. Overnight low temperatures will be near 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a rain shower and highs in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.